Let us pray. God, we thank you for this day, for this opportunity to gather here freely and worship you. And God, I ask that this day, like all days, you would speak into our hearts and lives those very words that we need to hear as we continue to study these stories you gave us. Speak to us, Lord. Take my words and make them yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we continue our look at the parable of the sower, and I'll tell you, sometimes I plan a lot of this stuff ahead of time, and I have an idea, a hope, a vision, a direction for these kind of things. And this, and anytime we have a plan, I don't know if you've had this happen to you. It happens to me quite a bit. Every time you have a plan, it's amazing to see what God will do as he reworks, redirects, and reshapes that plan. And so perhaps more than any little series or focus that I've ever had to preach on, this one has certainly been fully surprising to me as we look at this seed. Pastor Dan got us started as we looked at the story as a whole and our receptivity, that at the heart of the matter, the story of the parable of the sower is a story about receptivity, amongst other things. The receptivity of our hearts to God, to Jesus, to the Word of God, to the kingdom that Jesus has for us. And last week we dealt with perhaps the simplest seed in its story, the first seed and the path. And this idea that the seed that falls amongst the path, the heart that is the path, it's not even heard, it's not even received. And so today we come to the second seed, the second soil, and we look at this seed that fell amongst the rocks. It was planted, it was rooted unlike the first seed, and it sprung right up. But its ultimate destination was death. It was scorched by the sun, and it was scorched by the sun, the story tells us, because the roots weren't deep enough. The roots couldn't get deep because it was planted in soil that was filled with rock. The problem with a seed like this as it grows up is that it can't fully get moisture, especially when things get hot and dry. Kind of not like the weather out there, but maybe perhaps California right now. Hot and dry. The roots can't get down far enough to get the moisture as it dissipates, as it sinks down into the ground. I think this analogy for us is actually a powerful one. It's a powerful one because if the roots of our hearts, if the roots of our lives are not deeply rooted enough in God, when life gets real hot, we're subject to this painful death as described, this painful spiritual death as described in this story. I think the analogy in many ways is pretty simple. This seed, this soil, this person, as we think about the heart posture, receives Jesus with joy and excitement, receives the Word of God with joy and excitement, receives God's kingdom with joy and excitement. But the truth is, it only receives that when it's positive, when it's agreeable, when it's good, when things are on the up and up. And the truth is, just like the other seed and soil, there are some people where the majority of their hearts are like this. It's easy to be excited about Jesus when things are good, when Jesus agrees with us, when things are positive. But when it gets tough, because our roots are not deeply rooted in Jesus, when it gets hard, we fall away, we walk away. And the truth is, each of us, I believe, have a little bit of this seed in our heart as well. Where are the ways, just like last week, where our heart is hardened, where are the areas in our heart where we love Jesus when it's good. What are the things, the experiences, the relationships where we love Jesus when it's good, when it's agreeable, when it's positive, or better yet, when it's easy, when it's perfect weather, when it's perfect climate? And yet, when it gets hard in that relationship, that experience, that area, when the weather gets bad and ugly, we flee like the snowbirds to Florida. I couldn't resist. There's more snowbirds starting to reappear, so I just... That wasn't in the original sermon, I promise. This seed at its heart, the roots aren't deep enough. And the truth of the matter is, if we're to follow Jesus, and that's what we're called to as disciples. God loves us if we don't follow or not. God chooses us. God cares for us. God offers us grace. We're welcome in God's church. But what God wants for us is to follow Jesus. And truth be told, following Jesus is tough. Truth be told, I think it's tougher than the alternative. It's much easier to go with the flow, to just let things be, but to intentionally choose to follow Jesus is deeply difficult. It's very difficult. And this seed celebrates the excitement of Jesus. This soil is receptive to the excitement of Jesus, but fades when it gets tough, fades even perhaps when it gets mundane. The truth is, we all love new things, right? New cars, freshly washed laundry, new relationships, a new job, perhaps even sometimes a new pastor. And these things seem good and exciting, and then the car gets a dent or a scratch. You know, if you've ever bought a new car, I don't do that. I buy the used ones that already got the marks. It's better for my little bit of OCD. When the laundry fades, when the relationships face hardship, when the new job becomes a job, this seed really begins to struggle. And if we're honest, in our culture, we worship new to an unhealthy degree. That's not to say that old is valuable and new is not, or vice versa. But anything that we worship over God is a problem. The Bible calls that idolatry. It's easy to get excited about Jesus in newness. It's easy to get excited about Jesus when the things are good. But to stick with it is a whole nother story. And to really be in relationship with Jesus, to really follow Jesus, it requires a lot of sticking with it. That life doesn't happen to get easier because we know Jesus. In case you hadn't noticed, we still face hardships and difficulties, even when we know Jesus. I don't know if you noticed that. I did. This applies deeply to us. Are we deeply rooted in God, or are our roots shallow? Our roots shallow because we only are rooted in God when it works for us, when it's exciting, when it's fresh, when it's new, when God is on our side. But then when it gets difficult, the first thing we do is blame God or run from God or question God. And while that might be natural human instinct, we must be careful about the soil of our heart. Are there places in the soil of our heart that have rocks? Rocks that get in the way of being deeply rooted in Jesus. This is the seed of enthusiasm and excitement. This is the soil of enthusiasm and excitement. These are good things, but they're not sustainable. They're not reality. And in following Jesus, it's not a life of just these things. Can we follow Jesus when the excitement fades? Can we follow Jesus when life gets difficult? Can we follow Jesus when Jesus asks us to do and be things that we don't like, that make us uncomfortable, that we don't want? If in the first seed, Satan is the villain, in this seed, the villain is emotion. The villain is external circumstance. The beauty of being in relationship with Jesus is it is an act of the head, an act of the heart, and an act of the will and of the life. But if our relationship with Jesus is predicated, is based on, is rooted in the emotion of the moment, then we're this shallow seed. That's the hard truth. And where in my life, where in our lives do we receive Jesus, the Word, the kingdom of God in this way? Where am I prone to be a bit rocky, a bit shallow in my faith, in my relationship with Jesus? Where do we struggle with that? Is our faith based on the external circumstances, the emotions of our heart, or is it rooted in Jesus Christ and who Jesus Christ is? That's the question of this seed. And if you ask me, I find that to be a difficult question. It finds me liking that first seed perhaps a little bit more. It's a seed that reminds us, that points to us this thing that happens sometimes, where we get excited about God in general or in the specific, and then slowly we fade away. When it gets boring, when it loses its luster, when it gets the first scratch or dent. And then when it gets hot and dry and difficult, the roots aren't deep enough to sustain, and we're scorched. This is a great image for the church as well. Not just for those who may or may not receive Jesus, not just for those who may or may not follow Jesus, those who do follow Jesus. It's a great image for the church as well, that our response to the church, God's body, is a bigger picture, even as a specific picture here. That we struggle with this, that it's easy to be involved and to be connected and to be excited and be passionate when things are good, when everything is calm, when we're happy, when we're content, when we're comfortable. And then somehow when it gets difficult or hard or painful or inconvenient, we find ourselves perhaps struggling with being this rocky soil in our relationship with the church. It's a great image and a great analogy for our relationships with family as well, for our relationships with spouses, with children, with parents, with grandparents. That it's easy to be excited about marriage and parenting when things are good. It's easy to be excited about relationship when there's no work involved. We have this conversation in premarital counseling a lot. I repeat myself frequently in hopes that it sinks. But when things get